Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
The kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too.
Hey! That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's the first nail I hit today that wasn't my own.
Okay, let's do the other end.
Okay, now we have to pull it really tight or else it won't hold the springs, okay?
Okay.
Give a heave.
Okay, it's a good thing we've got a man living with us. Otherwise, we'd have to do the heavy work ourselves.
Wait a minute. Wait. We have to pull together, okay?
All right.
Okay, go.
Lying down on the job again, huh? The moment my back is turned, the workers start goofing off.
Where have you been? You were supposed to help us fix this couch. It's about riding your bike.
I was doing it for you.
For us?
Well, sure, I gotta keep in shape, don't I, to protect you too? Old Watchdog Jack, that's me.
Well, old Watchdog Jack was supposed to be back here an hour ago to help.
I know, I would have been, but as I was coming home, I saw a bicycle in front of me with a girl on it.
Aha!
That aha was uncalled for. The only reason I noticed her at all was because her seat was jiggling all over the place.
Oh, so naturally, you had to follow her, right?
Well, sure, I was worried about her. A loose seat can be very dangerous.
Especially with you behind it.
That was unworthy of you, Janet.
I thought it was very good.
Thank you.
Anyway, I stopped her and I fixed her seat.
Oh. How about getting behind this couch and helping us fix it, huh?
No sweat. Are you girls lucky you've got a man around this house? Now watch and learn. Hammer, please.
Huh.
Tacks?
Okay.
Not just one, give me a whole handful.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be easier if I held them?
Haven't you ever seen the way a real upholsterer works? One at a time is a waste of time.
Oh, that's real! Oh. Mm-hmm.
There, see how easy that is?
How can you talk so clearly with all those tacks in your mouth?
I don't have...
Water.
No water, the tacks will get rusty.
What's all that thumping going on up there?
They're redecorating, Stanley.
What for? I already redecorated.
You did a very nice job, too, but I think the styles have changed since 1947.
It was 2 years ago. I remember perfectly because your mother was visiting.
Well, I don't see how anything could get that grubby in 2 years.
Well, look at me. It's your mother.
Look, how would you like to see me coming to bed in that?
A golf cart?
The other page, stupid. The red see-through nightie.
You look better in a golf cart.
That's the trouble with you, Stanley. You wouldn't even notice if I came to bed wearing nothing.
Oh, you're wrong there. I'd be the first to complain.
Oh, why don't you go see your dentist?
What for?
Because your toothache is giving me a pain.
And you go see the dentist.
The place I got a pain, you don't see a dentist.
All right, I'll go. I'll go tomorrow.
Yeah, you wait much longer and you'll be able to mail your teeth in.
Oh, that's cute. That's cute, Helen, the way you step on a guy when he's down.
Look, Stanley, do me a favor and take a couple of aspirin.
A couple of aspirin won't stop this pain.
Then take the whole bottle.
That could kill me. You'd like that, wouldn't you, Miss Merry Widow?
Only joking, Stanley. But as long as you're looking through that catalog, would you see if that nightie comes in black?
Let it down.
How's that?
Pick it up. Pick it up. It's on my foot!
Jack. Oh, Jack, we're sorry. Are you all right?
Oh, fine. 9 toes are more than enough for anybody.
Oh. Oh, are you okay?
Well, all right, then. Let's try it out.
Oh, hey, this is really firm now and comfortable.
Well, what do you expect when you got a man who knows how to put things together?
Okay, get up. Come on, let's get it right. Up, up, up.
Relax, will you, Coach? I would hate to work for you in your flower shop. I bet you've got all the daisies standing at attention.
He's right, Janet. It's Saturday. I'd really like to get out.
Janet, it's our one
day
off.
Come on, yeah, come on, come on. We agreed we were going to work on the apartment this weekend.
All right, well, I've had it with this couch.
Okay, then we'll do the wallpaper. Show it to him, Chrissy.
This should be a thrill.
What do you think of this?
It's kind of plain, isn't it?
That's the back.
I knew that. I like the back better.
All right, you two, now let's get to work. I will even give you a choice. Fixing the couch or putting up the wallpaper. Or going to the pub.
I pick that one.
Let's go.
Moving out.
Oh, hey, wait for me.
So, once we got past the breakwater, I said to her, I said, what do you say you and me go below and mess around?
Hey, that smooth talk gets him every time.
She also knew it was a long swim back to shore.
What happened to her boyfriend?
He's probably still swimming.
Swimming?
Wait, let's get one thing straight. This is just a little work break. We're not going to spend the whole night here.
Relax, will you? She's such a slave driver. Look, we'll just have a couple of beers, then we'll go back. You can work on the walls, and Chrissy and I'll get on the sofa.
What?
To work.
Let's grab this table. Well, you know what Jack's trouble is? He's just plain lazy.
Oh, all men are like that. Just in their jeans.
Oh, yeah, they'd like 2 egg salads on white, and I'll have a chicken sandwich on wheat toast.
Oh, ain't that a shame? That poor guy got stuck with 2 broads. I think I'll do him a favor.
You got a good heart.
Yeah, just watch the old pro in action.
Janet, look, fixing the couch is a man's job.
What?
Sure. Men are just naturally stronger than women.
Oh, all, here we
look,
go.
Look, all through the ages, men have been the builders, the protectors, the hewers of wood, while women have sat at home learning how to put on eyeshadow.
Oh,
God. Hi, honey. Buy you a drink.
No, thanks. Go ahead, Jack. We're really interested.
Huh? Excuse me. well, what I meant was you just can't ignore the physical differences.
You know, I've always been partial to blondes.
That's nice. Have you thought about getting yourself a Cocker Spaniel?
Hey, you don't know what you're missing.
Why don't you take a walk?
I've got a 35-foot cabin cruiser.
All right, take a cruise. Go ahead, Jack.
Ahead? Well, what I meant was that men are physically stronger than the
opposite. Hey, listen, are you with anybody?
I am with him.
Him?
Huh? Oh, well, yes, in a sense. I mean, we're all together.
Hey, Sonny, do me a favor. Butt out.
Listen, I think I should warn you.
And I think I should warn you. The last guy who warned me about something got all his teeth knocked out.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't want that to happen. My father paid a fortune for my braces.
Come on,
yeah, right. I'll be back here tomorrow, babe. But don't bring him along. He frightens me.
Well, I didn't want to cause a scene.
No. No sense in that.
No.
You were perfectly right, Jack.
I wasn't scared or anything.
You did the right thing. You stood up to him.
Yes. And then you sat down again.
Well, I mean, because you didn't want to cause a scene.
Oh, hi, kids.
Hi. Hi there.
I'm in agony, Helen. This tooth is killing me.
But does anybody feel sorry for me?
Yes, Stanley, you do. Hey, Jim, give him a brandy, will you?
Sure.
I don't know if I can open my lips wide enough to drink it.
Could you put it in a baby bottle?
Your mouth giving you trouble?
Not as much as hers. You clumsy idiot. Why don't you watch where you put your elbows? Stupid. Where do all these stupid people come from anyway?
Stupid.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right, Pop. Barkeep, give my friend here another brandy. We just made an important discovery. We just found a man in this joint. Makes me feel real good to see a little runt like you stick up for his rights.
Thank you.
Let's see, you two are the egg salad.
Thank you.
And I believe you're the chicken.
Good morning. I am all ready and waiting for my cooking lesson.
Your what?
You're going to show me how to make a cheese omelet, remember?
Not today.
Oh, come on, Jack, please. Come on. The cheese is ripe. You'll love it.
What kind of a crack is that?
What?
Cheese. You mean I'm a mouse, not a man. I get it.
Well, I don't blame you.
Janet, you've got to take the plastic wrap off before you dice it. Don't you know anything?
Gee whiz, what's bugging you?
I was just thinking of what a coward I was last night.
You were not a coward.
I was yellow, let's face it. I've got chicken in my blood.
Oh, come on, Jack, cut it out.
Even the kids at school could spot it. Fat Kenny Jensen would threaten to beat me up every morning unless I gave him a nickel.
What did you do?
I put him through college.
Aw, oh, come on, Jack. You did the right thing last night. Remember, he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day.
Well, you can it with the proverbs. Besides, I didn't fight and run away. That's the whole point.
Well, he who doesn't fight and runs away lives to run another day.
I'm gonna change.
Wait, aren't you going to show me how to make my omelet?
Me, I couldn't even beat up an egg.
Who's there?
Oh, I'm sorry, Chrissy. I didn't know you were in here.
I am taking a shower. Do you mind?
I won't be a minute. I'll just get my shaving stuff and split.
Hey, when are you going to fix the lock on that door?
Why don't you call a man to do it?
We've got a man. You.
Thanks for the vote of confidence.
Hey, you can't see through this curtain, can you?
No, that's why I bought this can. It dissolves plastic instantly.
Dad, I am warning you.
Chrissy, I am so down this morning, I couldn't even raise a smile.
Why?
Do you think I'm a coward?
Oh, come on. Don't take it so seriously. I mean, you did the right thing not doing anything. I mean, if you'd have done something, he would have done something, then you wouldn't be able to do anything, would you? Would you forget about last night? We don't think badly of you. We like you just the way you are, with a face and everything.
Pow! Pow, pow! Pow, 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 pow!
Oh, here's your Sunday breakfast, Stanley.
Look, Helen, I still got it.
Where?
You saw how I stood up to him, eyeball to eyeball.
Eyeball to navel, you mean.
He was shaking, Helen.
He was trying to control his laughter, Stanley.
He apologized.
Yeah, he was afraid of what might happen if he hit you.
I know what would have happened.
Yeah, I know what would have happened, too. I'd have been able to buy that black nightgown after all.
See what you did? You brought the pain back.
Oh, I'm sorry, Stanley. I thought you were very brave last night.
Thank you. Where's the Sunday paper?
Oh, it hasn't come yet.
Maybe I made the sports page.
Or the funnies.
That's funny. Really funny.
Any coffee left?
Yeah.
Hey, how come we got the Sunday paper delivered? We don't have a subscription.
Well, I don't know. I heard it land on the front balcony this morning, so I went out and got it.
Oh.
You know, that paper boy was so thoughtful. He waited for me to bend over and pick it up before he rode away.
You enjoying the funnies, Jack?
Yeah.
Oh. That's good. I'm glad you found something to take your mind off last night.
There's this little guy, see? And he's being tormented by his foreman, who's this big bully. And then over here, the little guy dumps a can of paint on the bully's head. Why couldn't I have done that?
Because you can't draw.
Besides, it's pretty hard to find a can of paint in a pub.
All over the world, little guys are standing up to tyrants, but not me.
Well, I hate violence. In fact, my father always told us in his sermons, he who lives by the sword shall die by the sword.
Yeah, well, you can tell your father that if I had been David, Goliath would still be alive today.
Oh, come on, Jack. Will you stop putting yourself down?
If I had any guts, I would have wrung his neck. I would have stood up to him and torn him apart.
Good morning. I was wondering if my Sunday paper was delivered here by mistake.
Your Sunday paper?
Yeah. You know, I love to look at the funnies over breakfast, especially Andy Capp. Now, there's a guy that knows how to treat the women. He cracks me up.
Well, here's most of him.
Why would anybody do this to Andy Capp?
Mr. Roper, it was an accident.
Where's the rest of the paper?
Hmm? Well, I think it's in the, excuse me, I think it's right in here. Roper's paper... Oh, my Lord, what happened?
Over. I knocked the coffee pot over.
Well, he's right out there.
Will you hurry? I got it.
It was an accident.
What am I supposed to do with this?
Well, maybe if Mrs. Roper put it in the dryer.
You ruined my Sunday. I hope you realize that.
Mr. Roper, we're really sorry. Look, to make up for it, why don't I buy you a beer down at the pub tonight?
You're not going to go down to the pub again tonight, are you?
What?
I was thinking it would be so great to stay home tonight and relax.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I heard about you and that fella. You know, he never should have picked on somebody like you.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, you could never get into a fight. It would ruin your nails.
You know, Jack did the right thing. Fighting's uncivilized.
Yeah.
You know, if women ran, the world would be none of these stupid wars.
Yeah, all the countries would nag each other to death.
Say, Mr. Roper.
Yeah? Tinkerbell?
No. Jack. My name is Jack.
I'm sorry, yes. Jack.
Oh,
Helen, listen. I was just telling all the girls here that if they need protection, they know where to come.
Oh, yeah. Look, Stanley, I finally got your dentist on the phone, and he says he can take you right now.
No,
he says it's very simple. One quick yes. Now, don't you fuss. If you're good, he'll probably give you a lollipop.
Three beers, Jim. No, wait, make mine a whiskey.
Boy, this is so crazy coming here. What's he trying to prove anyway? Oh, I know what he's up to. See, if that big creep hits him and puts him in the hospital, he won't be around to help us redecorate.
Has Kong been in here tonight?
No, I don't think he'll be around tonight.
Oh, good. I mean, good for him, I mean.
Hey, let's just drink up and get out of here really quick, just in case, okay?
Chrissy, a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
John Wayne rides again.
You know, Janet and I will respect you a lot more if you don't fight him. It'll show that you're more a man than he is.
More a man, really?
Yes.
Well, if he comes up and apologizes, I might let him off the hook. After all, I am a civilized kind of...
There he is.
What?
Oh. Come here. Hello, sweetie.
That does it. He's asking for it.
And you're gonna get it. He only said hello.
Yeah, but the way he said it. Hello, sweetie.
Don't go out there.
I'm gonna order some sandwiches.
Over. No, I will go. You stay right here.
If he starts anything, there's gonna be serious trouble.
Hi. I wanted to talk to you about my friend.
Yeah, she's neat. The four of us could have a good time. Do you want me to get rid of that jerk for you?
The jerk is the friend I was talking about. He's going to knock your block off.
Oh, that does it.
He's only laughing. I mean, Janet is funny sometimes, you know.
Well, why isn't he laughing now? What? Is he insulting you?
No.
Well, he insulted you and Chrissy last night, and well...
Well, what?
Well, I think, you know, you owe someone an apology.
What?
Hey, man, you behaved like a creep in here last night, insulting women, spoiling people's evenings out, knocking drinks over. Oh, I'm really sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I'm glad I did that, and I got a suggestion for you, big man. Why don't you bug out, leave Bamoose, or I'll...
Okay, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
Just don't get mad.
Is he gone?
He sure is. You were fantastic. Jack, you were terrific. Come on, let's go back to the table and finish our drink.
I don't think I can move. Okay.
Here you go, Jack, on the house. Hey, I didn't know about that steel plate in your head.
What plate?
The one you got saving your platoon in Vietnam.
Janet?
Oh, well, I kind of told that to the creep so he'd think twice before killing you.
Thanks a lot. Now I feel like a fool.
Oh, well, you shouldn't. You're very brave.
Brave?
Oh, yes. I mean, you stood up to that guy even though you thought he might murder you.
That's true. I did, didn't I?
Oh, you sure did.
I guess I was a hero even if I didn't go to Vietnam.
What's that?
Cambodia. It was Cambodia.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.